hear the other comments and see if we have more questions later.
Yeah, we can come back.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to come forward in favor of this request? All right, then I see none. Anyone opposed? Come on up. Come on up. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name's Don Ingram. I live at 218 Lakeland Avenue in Hollister. That's in what's commonly referred to as the Poverty Point subdivision. There are two subdivisions in the general vicinity of this. One of them is Siesta Cove, the other is Poverty Point. I'm here on behalf of myself as a resident, and then also Patrick Haygood and Peter Hershen, who also live in that area, are clients of mine, and I'm appearing on their behalf. Mr. Hershen wasn't able to be here. Mr. Haygood will be here and talk. I had a handout to give to you all that I'd asked be admitted into evidence in this matter, but I'm going to shorten my comments considerably over what I had intended to make, because I can see there are a number of people that have signed up, and we don't want to take up too much time any more than we have to. But let me go ahead and give each of you handout that I had that I'd like to have introduced into evidence. There's one for you, Mike.
Thank you.
Brandon and Sheila. Branson Cove was approved for the nightly rentals in August of 2019. The top sheet that I've given you I got this from the ambulance district. This is something that they had sent me. I got it over the weekend. I hadn't even really thought about it particularly until then. But it's a number of injury accidents from 2019 to 2022 between Ingalls Lane and Dale Avenue. Scott, can you point out Ingalls and Dale for us there, if you don't mind?
There's Ingalls and there's Dale.
Okay. That's about a little under 600 feet between those two entrances. Those are the entrances that are used. The Ingalls Lane and the new entrance that Branson Cove people have put in that Mark spoke about previously, and then Dale Avenue. So you've got those three entrances in a relatively short, distance there. So in that time frame, these are not ones where there have been little minor fender benders and there's not been the sheriff called or the highway patrol called. These are ones where the ambulance has actually been called and been taken out of there. So we've got a total of 12 calls in less than 3 years for injury accidents in that time frame. And my concern is, and the concern I think a lot of the other residents, is that by adding additional traffic into that area, it's only going to make it worse and going to increase the likelihood that there are going to be accidents. One of the things I'll mention, the request that was withdrawn, there were two requests that Branson Cove people had. One of them was for the Baird Mountain properties, which they was withdrawn. That was defeated 6-0. In other words, the Planning Commission would not even recommend that for approval. It was about a 30-acre parcel. The other one that they had was for these five lots, two of which they already own in the Cedar subdivision. If you don't mind, if you look three sheets from the back, I'm just going to kind of skip there. This is from the assessor's office, and I've removed the aerial from it, and this just shows the property lines. There are the lots that are asking that they be rezoned. There are five of them there, and they're highlighted in yellow. The items to the left, that's part of the Branson Cove subdivision. But as you can see there, I totaled up those property line totals that adjoin Ingalls Lane, and it's 564 feet. Now, I wouldn't be able to read that with my glasses with what I've given to you, but that's what it is. I had to blow it up on my computer. And if you look at the lots just across Ingalls Lane that are being used by Branson Cove for nightly rental, those are about 50-foot lots as far as the frontage on Ingalls Road. So I can tell you what's going to happen. We're not going to have just five lots or five homes. We're going to have 10 50-foot lots over there on that side. They'll be doing a minor subdivision on that before this is all over and done with. So instead of five additional homes, we're going to have 10. One other thing that I'd like, which is just going to further increase the traffic on that road, if you go back to the front of this, if you go on to page, it'd be about the fourth page. I've pulled some things out of the application, some things out of the decision of record before the Planning Commission. But I've circled there, it says this project will consist of 100 condo style, blah, 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 will be 4 to 6 bedroom units. And if you go over several more pages, I probably won't go through that, but what they're advertising now is 4 to 10 bedroom units. So they've gone ahead and increased the size of the units that they're putting in there. So there's a lot more traffic than ever was anticipated when they got this thing approved initially. There are several homeowners here, and I'll let them speak to the problems that they've had since this project has gone in there. The only other thing that I will mention is that there is no screening or buffer that's particularly been done. There are a number of pictures in there that shows what it looks like if you're on the north end of Siesta Cove and you look out your back window or you look in your backyard, and you'll see that there's really no buffer. There's also a problem with people traipsing through properties down there because there's no fence that's ever been put up. So it's just kind of like the Wild Wild West back there. The other thing I'd like to mention to you, under the new zoning district regulations that you put in, if I read this correctly, this is from page 209. It talks about as far as changing the zoning on anything. It's when the public necessity, convenience, general welfare, and good zoning practice requires the county commission may change after recommendation from the planning and zoning. They may change the zoning. In this case, they couldn't even get a recommendation out of the planning and zoning to approve this. It was deadlocked 3-3 for the five lots that they want to do. So for that reason, I'd ask that you turn this request down. And if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. I know there are other people here that want to speak also. The only other comment I'd make in summary, I think the big deal is the traffic congestion and the safety. It's just not a safe situation to change that zoning to put any more houses in there or any more of these condo units that are already there, frankly. I think these traffic or these injury accidents show that, and this doesn't include anything else that maybe the ambulance wasn't called to out there.
Do you know when MoDOC allowed that other entrance to be put in there?
Oh, I'm sure it's probably when they got this approved. I'm sure that was, I wasn't involved in the original approval of this project, either for or against, but I'm sure that when they put that other entrance in there, that was part of it. The big problem there, some of those photos that I put in the pack that I gave you, one of the bigger issues is you're going east on 165, Ingalls Lane is just right there as you come around that curve, and that's a problem. And then this other entrance, you just got too many people going into too congested an area with all these additional homes that have been put in there, these nightly rentals. I'm not a traffic engineer, but all I can tell you is, and I live out there and I use Dale Avenue to get to my house. That's the entrance further to the west and just past the Branson Cove development. You need to be careful anyway, but you even need to be more careful now when you're going home as a result of this project going in there.
I I don't know where you live, but do you experience any noise or anything from...
I live far enough away, I don't. Now, one of my grandchildren was here this summer. He's about 9, and he made some comment that he heard some noise during the night, but I think he was dreaming because we're so far away, I don't think it would affect us. Now, the people in Siesta Cove, it's a very different situation.
To formally enter this into the record?
Yes, it has to be entered into the record.
Label as Exhibit A. Move to accept and enter the record, Exhibit A.
The only correction I would make to what is included in there, in one of the sheets, I hand wrote some stuff and I indicated, and Scott reminded me, I guess my memory's probably my advanced age, but Scott reminded me on the motion to either approve or disapprove the 5 lots that are left here, that I thought it was a motion to disapprove, and it was 3-3, but actually is a motion to approve. As I recall, Doug Faubion made that motion that night, and there was a second, and they could not get a favorable vote to recommend approval to this commission.
Did you know how, or highway engineer, highway personnel, do you know how you voted on that motion?
Hang on, we got a motion to
accept,
let's see, you labeled it Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It'll be entered in as Exhibit A.
Thank you very
A.
much, Mike. I'm sorry, Sheila, I'm not sure I've got your question.
On that motion, do you know how our highway administrator voted?
Yes, in fact, on both, on the project that was withdrawn, the Baird Mountain, Devin Huff made the motion to disapprove. He also voted to disapprove the Baird Mountain. Now, that's been withdrawn. That's one that was defeated 6-0. On this one, Devin Huff is the one that made the motion. He did not make the motion to disapprove. The motion to approve was made by Doug Faubion, but prior to the motion even being made, Devin Huff expressed concerns about the traffic, additional traffic in that area, and then he voted against having the project approved. The people that voted against it were Tom Holman, Devin Huff, and George Kramer were the 3 that voted against the approval.
The only reason I asked you that is because Mr. Huff isn't here to...
He is here.
Oh, he is. I'm sorry. I didn't see him.
I
apologize. You were in front of him. Okay. Thank you.
Am I saying that right, Devin? Is that kind of the way that went down?
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't see him. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't have any further questions. Anyone else? Anything else? Commissioner Wise? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you, folks.
Anyone else want to come forward? Come on up.
I, too, have a handout that, if it's okay, I'll bring it to you. Good morning. My name's John Cherry. I live at 189 Drowse Lane in Siesta Cove. On June the 9th of this year, my wife and I celebrated our 30th year there. And up until recently, it's been a veritable paradise, and I've never really heard anybody say differently. I have a little bit different issue to discuss with everyone today, and that's my worries about water usage in this area. And so I went to work and did a little bit of research.